Tosfos on Daf Lamed Aleph, the third Tosfos, discusses where do you start from the beginning of the bracha. If I'm mistaken, the Yerushalmi says if someone is static in the Esther of Boin, name of Shulman Levi, the one that's davens instead of him should start from the place where he interrupted. Said it says Masam Tchilas Bracha Shatava. So it says since you already answered Kedusha Hashem, Kedusha Hashem, he said Hashem's name is like as if he said the beginning of the bracha. Tosfos says you should not answer Omen after the Kanan because you might get mixed up. Tosfos says, say because he's been mastic with Tvila if he's Oina Omen. So Tosfos says, since he didn't say this reason, we see that answering Omen is not considered have second Tvila, since it's part of Tzarek Tvila. But to call the Kanan the Duchen of any time said the Shliat Tzibah can't call them up, it's considered have second Tvila if he calls them. Someone else in there calls them up. We say in Saitabar Gel in the morning that there's two Kanan, it says Kohanim, that's not going to Shliat Tzibah on the Chazan as it says. On the Gabak, at the time of Safri, Emma Omer Lahem, is Mashmah, the Chazan tells them Imru, and the Chazan is not the Shliach Tzibur. The Chazan is someone who's Oisig with Tzachat Tzibur, so to Mashmah Sechta Saita, it's not going to Shliach Tzibur, because first it's Emma Kanam Shoin Haskel Brocha Achi Yichlapi Adibam Biakoyer, the one that reads, meaning the one that reads Kahanim. Then it says Ein Shliach Tzibur Shoy, it's Mashmah, it's two separate people. Some wanted to say that so too the Shliach Tzibur is not allowed to call Bimakri Vrecha for Kahanim, just like because it's a Hefsik. But when Yehuda explains beforeish, in Medrash that there are other reasons the Chaseris Omer Lahem, his mom comes to teach the Shliach Tzibur, tells them on every Dibur. And some want to be Mata Shliach Tzibur, even himself, to call up the Kanim, even according to Rabbeinu Tam. That this, that it says, that it's a Hefsek, it's Dafkin those days, when the, right after they finished Moedim, they didn't say Lekein Lekein, they were saying Rechein Lebracha, as it says Mashmi Negmar and Saita. Because he says, "In a kara shoy likas kahan until he finishes om piat tzibur," meaning the omen that they finished of the bracha of the chayla chayim. So you see, it's mashma that they didn't say it only kahanim right away. But now that we say the kainu kaiosim lashem bracha and tefila, it's not a hefsek, it's not garam anias omen. The here that's not considered a hefsek as we explained. Tosfos and tzoyis einam seder. Rashi explains, and if you skip the bracha and then he remembered out of place, it says in the place where he remembers it. Tosfos says, "I don't like this because it says a Megillah." Someone reads the Megillah. Mafreya is not Yoitza. And we learned the same halacha applies to Hal and Kriyashma and Tefillah. Therefore, Ipaskins like the Rashbam and Rav Alfus, that they have no Seder, meaning you can start from the place where you skip the bracha, and from there on, he says everything Allah Seder. But Avadi can't start at the Chayinim, just like with the first three brachas, the last three brachas, he starts at the beginning. The Raya says in Tesefta, Mechilta Koyra Shema, and he skipped the pasuk. He shouldn't read that pasuk by itself. He starts that pasuk and onwards and finishes till the end. So he's talking in the second parak of Megillah that if he skipped the pasuk of Megillah, he reads the Kaseidah from that pasuk and onwards. And over there, he compares Tefillah to Megillah for these things, as we said. The Bahag, Paskins, like Ravasi, that says Mitzoris doesn't have a Seder. One, because Rav Huna is a Talmud, the Gabbai Ravasi, as we see later on in a lot of places. Rav Huna said the name of Ravasi. And Rav Huna, you have to be matrik and answer the Mishnah speaking of the all one bracha. And Ashinui Dechiku were not Soimichan. And even more, Rav Asi and Rav Sheshes have the same Shita. And when it comes to Rav Huna, we go to the Mekel. Therefore, a person made a mistake and skipped the bracha in the middle, or didn't say a Melech HaMishpat between Hashan and Kippur that we passed in the first prayer that we make him say it again. He should not go back to Atachainan, only to that bracha that he made a mistake. And from there on, he can say Al Seder as the Rashbam explained. But where he made a mistake in the first three brachas, he made a mistake in the chasima, or didn't mention between Hashem and Kippur, in the bracha of Ova Zechreinu, or Tchis HaMeis HaMichamoicha, or he didn't say HaMelech HaKadosh, he goes back to the first bracha. Where he made a mistake in the last three, for instance, made a mistake in the ending of the bracha, or didn't mention between Hashem and Kippur, Vesim Shom Sefer Chaim Toivim, or Echsoiv L'Chaim, or by Moedim, or it goes back to Ritzei. The reason is because it's considered all Shvach like one bracha. And a tiny Sibur, the Shliach Tzibur is Kvei Bracha himself, and he says a name between Goy, Israel, and Reifa. If he forgot it and remembered before he ended davening, we don't make him say it again, because he could have gone back and said Al Seida. Because he should have gone back and said Al Seida, like the Rashbam, and made it to Bracha Vatala, if we make him say it again. But according to Rashi, he would say it in the place where he mentions it, and there's no Bracha Vatala, because it'll just continue on from where he was up to. So Machlek is Rashi and Tosfos on this. Al Yishalot and Tzrachov, the person asked not the first three, not the last three. Rabbeinu Hananel and Rabbeinu Hai says, Dafka for Yochet. But Tzachet Tzibi could ask. Therefore we say Zachreinu and the Krevitz, Yala the Yavoi, in them. And Araya, because Dafka Yochet, it says, because the Ikka Brach Zachreinu is Tzachet Tzibi, and is Tzachet Tzibi. We teach him not to bow down. Says, let him bow down, who cares? So it shouldn't be oikah, the words of Chacham, not that they shouldn't say that everyone's machmir just like as much as he wants. And there's no takanas of Chacham. Therefore, we're chashin the yura. We don't allow people to bow down for nothing. And Tosfos on the Flamadal Amud Beis, Kidas Alapayim brings a pasuk, even though we find in another place, we know from the Kabbalah that Kidas Alapayim, and he brings the pasuk that brings a raya. We saw by and over that they would bow down, Pirish, they would bow down on their sides, they wouldn't be totally fully prostrated on the ground. Next is Yechav and Liba Ba'achas Mehem, and one of them, I would see in the end of Tfilas HaShachar, a person should measure himself and see if he can be mechav and shadam, if not, shadam. You'd say that means on that one bracha, the minimum. It says, Chatz v'layman de matzavik, says, I don't like one that davens in a valley. Ah, it says, v'yet yitzich l'surach v'sada. Could be over there, speak of a hamariah, not in the valley. As it seems, sachem perik isha, not like yitzich called the sada. Or, baks v'dachas ma'ir abika, where there are a lot of people that pass by there and they will interrupt him. Kesui chato, the time is because then he's misbayish and eschet, but if he's mefarish eschet, it's doim as if he's not embarrassed on it. And we said earlier in the first parak, whoever does something and it's misbayish, they forgive him right away. And so Rashi also agrees that if someone davens in a valley, since it's not a place of tznius, he doesn't, it's a chutzpah and he davens improperly. This is the end of Tosfos on Daf Lamed Dalet.